105 Drive. Catch up.
Thank you.
Your work is so beautiful and so incredible. And something I love so much about your work is that you are all about changing the narrative, especially for African women and the African continent. Like, what inspired you to take this route with your art?
So, well, seeing my family, my mother, my sister, and my friends, and also on social media, you know, it was very, it's like, The cake was sliced into two. I was like, where do we meet? There's the unrealistic world that everybody wants to attain, but it's not attainable. And then there is us, the ones who are living, and then looking at those unrealistic things that we're seeing. And I wanted to really show the things that we experience, you know, our thoughts and the things we go through with our bodies and... as opposed to those things that we see on social media and on TV. So I really wanted to somehow connect with our experiences and how we feel about ourselves.
Man, that is incredible. And, you know, looking through your art, I can just see that coming through so strongly because you are doing such an incredible job. My goodness.
Thank you.
And now 2020 was such a big year for you. I mean, I look at all the exhibitions and all the collaborations you had in 2020 and I'm like, yo, your blow up in 2020 was insane. Now, when you started in art, did you think that like 2020 would be the blossom year? Did you think it would come earlier? Did you think it would come a bit later?
Because I was in third year in 2020, and I didn't anticipate for all of this to happen. So it just came as, you know, as it came along, and I was really surprised at how things was happening and the exhibitions, the reaction, the feedback, and all of that. So I was literally just taking everything in, and I'm really happy at how it went. I'm really, really happy with that.
Look, we're happy with how it went because, my goodness, look, you blow up in third year in 2020. Fast forward to 2022, you have collaborated with the iconic Italian luxury fashion brand.
Yes.
Girl, yes, first of all.
Yes.
And here you are on Gucci's latest campaign with your art on there. Please, can you tell us more about this collaboration?
So they approached me on Instagram, one of the social media, I think, team approached me on Instagram, and then they said that they have a project and they would like me to work with them. And at first I was really like, I don't know. I'm not sure. Is this a joke? Why are they joking with me like this? Then, I sent them my agent's email and my email as well, and then we've been emailing back and forth about ideas and sketches and all of that. I usually like a lot of colors in my work. I just like going crazy with that. And then this was my first, not really my first, but I like working with somebody else's, you know, feedback to kind of like make a painting. So I really wanted to show the essence of like the moment, you know, which is the title of the artwork. And I decided to paint me and my sister in the moment with the Gucci bag that's highlighting, you know, the Princess Diana. So there was a lot of back and forth, a lot of changes that got us to the sketch. And
That is incredible. Girl, I feel you. If one of the biggest brands in the world reached out to me on Instagram, I would be like, are you sure? You know, this collaboration is huge, and we are seeing a lot more huge international brands work a lot with African artists, and more recently yourself. What do you think the significance of these collaborations are? You know, when we see like iconic international brands finally collaborating with African artists.
Well, it's I think when I got into art, you know, I was I didn't know as much as I know now, and seeing how they're collaborating with visual artists, I think it really makes sense. It's like finally, because we all live in this world that you know, there's so many challenges that affect us, and it only makes sense that we meet and we speak on these challenges and this standards and all of that, because we're highlighting these experiences. And it's like, you know, let me just give an example. These like influencers and digital content creators and stuff, it's like really making sense that they all meeting with visual artists, because visual artists are there to like really highlight or depict a moment, or just to, I don't know, just to paint or take a photo of an experience of a moment and stuff. So it really makes sense that we are all coming together to speak on these things that we're experiencing.
And, you know, the incredible thing about that is for years we've seen luxury brands not, you know, really include African artists or, you know, people from Africa in their campaigns, in their work. And it's recently where we're seeing so much of that. And do you think that this speaks to where, you know, the art space is in Africa at the moment for so many international brands to finally want to start working with artists from the continent?
I think so, because, like, the idea of interest, to be inclusive of the people products to it, only makes sense to also include them. So I think it was, yeah, it's definitely about time that they did that. And we, I think, and African people are not just the moment. I read somewhere where we are not the moment, we are here to stay, and we'll always be here. So I think, yeah, it's about time.
Listen, I love that. I feel like I need those words quoted and on my wall, because that is all the truth. And now when young people in the DRC, you know, hear that our very own Cynthia has collaborated with this incredible brand, what do you hope that your work inspires in them?
I think if anything, I really want them to really come out of their bubbles, because coming from DRC, moving to South Africa, just looking back at how it was, I didn't really see so many Congolese women in painting, or they're not, you know, so much like their names is not as like out there like male artists. So I think it's just like, get out of your bubble, you know, and get out there, you know, put yourself in spaces that make you uncomfortable, because, you know, you will really bloom. And I really hope that I inspire them to, like, I don't know, for me it started with paper dolls that I would cut up and, you know, from papers, and then dress them up. I was playing that with my sister, to playing with Barbie dolls. You know, at that time I thought, well, maybe fashion design is my thing. And then I was in high school, I'm like, oh, maybe journalism is my thing. And then I'm here painting. So I think, if anything, I hope I inspire people to really, you know, reflect their lives and just go on the journey. Don't really try to paint what the outcome is, and just go with it and see where it goes.
Man, I love that. And we can't wait to see where you go next, because I'm so sure that there are like a million more brands that we're going to see you work with in the next coming years. Cynthia Mulunga, you are absolutely incredible. Congratulations on your latest collaboration. And thank you so much for hanging out with us today on 5 Drive.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's been my pleasure.
Catch up from some of the best moments from the 5 Drive team by going to 5FM's catch up page on the 5FM app or 5FM.co.za.